When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, this is the half hour of power, which is the best show, host show, 30 minutes of unscreened phone calls. And I'm joined tonight, as I am on every half hour of power, by the not ready for the best show. No, you're guys have been like, no.
That's good.
For the half hour of power. Uh-huh. Powerhouse crew. AP Mike,
yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. How'd you like the standing ovation?
It was great.
Felt great, right?
Yeah. I think you left out, I got two standing ovations. One standing ovation, two chants,
yeah,
and one collective groan. When I left the stage, Todd Afonik, Todd pointed this out.
There
to
was
me.
A groan
there
on
was a
one
groan.
Of the things
yeah.
when Mike left, and I like zung you on a thing, and then the audience, I actually got booed a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. Todd Afonik, Todd pointed that out to me.
We're talking about the live shows we did last week at the Bell House, the Sharpling and Worcester shows, but it was great to see everybody respond that way to you, Mike.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're also joined by Jason Gore, the dude who put the studio together, a.k.a. by his own design, the nickname that none of us like except him, Dudio. How are you?
I just keep pushing that name through.
He won't stop.
100%.
It won't stop. And then we got Pat Byrne is here.
Hey, Tom.
Host of Prove It All Night.
Thank you.
On WFMU, a station I used to be a part of.
Yes.
Everybody should know that Pat's second, his final marathon show.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Saturday night. If you want to pledge
tomorrow
to support Pat, it's 9 to midnight on WFMU over WFMU.org. And everybody should pledge anyway. Just support WFMU. It's the best radio station on earth, and it deserves your support during the marathon. And we are also joined in studio by artist, an actual capital A artist, a guy who has done things for the show over the years and did a poster for the Sharpling and Worcester box set depicting the town of Newbridge, which is jaw-droppingly amazing. I'm really excited to have Scott Teplin here. How are you, Scott?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for all the stuff you've done for me over the years. It's really your art is so fantastic in the way it's so precise. You did that book, the die cut book. What was the name of the book again? The tower, right? Going like the floors of the building.
Oh, the clock without a face.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
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 That's what it was called.
Yeah. That's a really it's a really great book. That's for. For everybody, kind of. I guess it's a kid's book by name. It's, you know, but
right.
Everybody, I think the details on it and the art, it's really great.
And there's a secret FOT on a pinball machine.
There is. It's a little, it's our Where's Waldo type moment. Right. So thank you for everything you've done for the show over the years. Really appreciate it.
I could say the same for you over the last 13, 14 years. Thank you.
Well. Look, let's stop this log rolling session and take these calls before these mutants hang up. Half hour power, you're on the air. You are on the half hour of power. You're here with AP Mike, Jason Gore, the Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Scott Teplin, artist Scott Teplin.
This is Tom.
This is Tom. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jay in Brooklyn. I went straight through. I was expecting Mike first, but it's good to talk to you.
No, it's the half hour of power, you dimwit.
I know. I listen every week. It's great. I love to have it. It's Friday. It's my Friday highlight.
So why'd you think you'd get screened? It's on screen.
I thought they were screening so I was out of the loop. All right.
I got to calm down. I'm pressing my buttons. No, I know you're calm. You're way too calm.
Taking a deep breath.
Calm down. Okay, what's going on tonight, Chief?
I have two questions for you. Basketball related. Mm-hmm. I want to talk some hoops with you. I want to get your predictions for the NBA Finals this year. The playoffs are getting a little frisky. I want to see what you think.
Frisky. That's the worst.
It came out. I'm a little nervous. I've been listening for like 8 years. I've never called.
Okay.
Just relax.
I'm
taking a deep breath.
Who do I think are the NBA Finals will consist of?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think you're looking at in the West. Who's going to come out of the West?
It's tough.
Yeah, I'd say it's like I can tell you who's not going to come out of the West when I look at the teams. I would say who's the number one ranked team in the I don't believe in the Warriors. I think they're going to cap out in the Western Conference Finals. I feel like there's a chance you could be looking at Spurs Cavs.
Very possible.
Oh, I know it's possible. That's why I said it. What do you think? I'm just saying, Chris. If I wanted to say something that was very impossible,
reason I haven't called you in 8 years.
It's going to be
knew that you're going to like, trump me.
It's going to be Nuggets Knicks. Nuggets Knicks.
In the consolation round.
Well, who do you think? Who do you think is going to make it?
I'm thinking it's going to be Golden State, Atlanta,
I think both of them are a year away.
I think you might be right.
AP Mike, NBA Finals. Any thoughts?
Spurs, we're due, you know, another championship for the Spurs.
They're due? How are they due?
They're due.
Just to make us sick of the NBA and the Spurs in general.
Spurs. Mike. Scott, NBA, do you care?
I don't know sports.
Doesn't care. Jason, sports.
Second question, real quick.
Wow, frisky.
Yeah. You're the frisky one, not the player. What's the second question?
I'm a little shot out of the cannon. You have one guy in the NBA to fight. You have one guy in the NBA that you don't want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the two guys. The first guy you'd want to fight if you had to?
Chris Paul.
The first guy you would want to fight is Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul. Yeah.
Last guy?
Andre Drummond.
All right. What about Boogie?
Who?
Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight. Look. I wouldn't want to fight any of these guys, but I'm playing this game.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to fight Cole Aldrich.
I'm right there with you. I'll let you go.
But I'll say I wouldn't want to fight Andre Drummond. Seems like he would cave your face in.
I'd punch Jimmer Fredette right in the face.
He'd knock you out. Are you kidding? Jimmer Fredette would turn you into a pile of goulash if he started fighting
Jimmer. His name is Jimmer.
Yeah. And then you'd get thrashed by a guy named Jimmer. How would that feel?
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't be too happy about him.
No.
I'm going to let you go, Tom. Thanks. Have a great show.
Jason, any athlete, let's expand it to any. Which athlete could you beat up in a fight?
Which athlete could I beat up in a fight? Current status, Jose Canseco, I think I could take.
Really?
Yeah,
you could take Jose Canseco? What do you think, you're going to wrap him up?
What?
And he bangs his head on a radiator or something? Like you get him in a weird angle?
It would be an accident.
Like Vegas death style?
Yeah.
Like, all right. Pat, any athlete? Could you beat any athlete in a fight?
Not a real athlete. Maybe like a ping pong player or a chess player, if that counts.
It does not count. A chess player. Scott, any athlete? You're not a fighter?
No, I've never been in a fight in my life.
Never been in a fight? Never too late?
No, I'd run away faster than I'd fight.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I'm tired of fighting. I'm just tired of fighting. No, play as if I'm any different. I'd run. So if I'd be running faster than you out of the fight. All right, let's go to the phones. Half hour of power. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Sean from Chicago.
Sean from Chicago, what's up? You're here on the Half Hour Power with AP Mike, Dudio, Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, and artist Scott Teplin, our special guest.
Oh, fantastic. I have a quick scenario I'd like to propose to the group, and I would love to hear everybody's answer to this quick question. Imagine a scenario where you have to, everyone has their own vanity plate that they have. You have to, you're required to have a vanity plate because I don't know about you, but around here people have awful vanity plates that seem to promote the worst part of their life to everybody that doesn't know them. So if you had to have a 7-character vanity plate, what would it be?
A 7-character vanity plate.
And I'm going to say one little caveat I'm going to throw, and I'm going to take Bart 69 straight off the table.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, there goes Jason.
I know.
I've lost him.
It's pretty much the number one answer, so I'm going to make you think.
Mm-hmm. A vanity, 7-character vanity plate.
I got one.
To the world.
What,
I mean,
you got? What do you got, Pat?
Just the word vanity.
Ooh.
On a license plate.
Oh, that's good.
Doesn't vanity have vanity? Is she still vanity?
You know, that's a thinking man's vanity plate.
Prince's protege.
Because it's 7 characters, then why don't you just get Vanity 6?
Vanity 6.
Right?
Yeah.
Or get Vanity 7, which would confuse people, or make you think you got snaked out of your plate by someone in Vanity 6.
Mm.
How about you, Mike? 7 characters.
Mike L.
Well, that's 5.
The space. So space
is 6.
A period.
And a period. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Scott, vanity plate, 7 characters.
I think I'd get Teplin 1 because
nice.
My wife can never recognize our car.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would help.
Do you know what I found works for that? Is not to get not an odd colored car, but just a color, not a gray or a black or the standard color cars where they're just like when you're in a parking lot, you can't find them at all. So, look, I'm not saying what color my car is on this thing. Are you kidding? It's not gray. That's all I'll say.
My car is gray.
Your car is gray. Okay.
It's silver.
Casting
I like to think it's silver.
Silver.
Silver lining.
Vanity plate, I'd probably get I wouldn't want anything that draws attention. You know when you see an athlete when they have Yanks 24 and they're driving around. So it's like, all right. God forbid anybody doesn't know you for a minute. You got to now get recognized on the highway. Jason?
How about B.S. Tom? B.S. Tom.
Oh, see, that's loaded. See, this is you. This is him.
Everyone's going to think you're a swear word.
He's going to say, I mean best show. But he's getting his little shots in. He gets his little shots in. He does it. It's an art. It's an art. And then he'll be in his car tonight, and he'll just be laughing to himself. He'll be, I told that. He'll be at Masses on Sunday. And then I told him, make it B.S. Tom. And he thought it was best show.
Now I run up by the cab driver now that I'm taking cabs.
Yeah.
I run by my lines with the cab driver. If I get a reaction, I know it's good. It's gold.
These live shows, Mike had his material worked out. He came out and cursed. First thing he did was come out and curse, which was hilarious. And vanity plate, Jason, did you come up with something even though he took sparkle, whatever, off the table?
What was it, Fart 69 that he took off the table?
That's the tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I just have to get Dudio.
Yeah, that'll work.
Sure.
Just pass that around.
All right.
My neighbor growing up had Mix One for me, and he kept getting DUIs.
Yeah. As well he should.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a magnet to get pulled over. I don't understand the concept of it other than to just get somebody to assume they know everything about you in about 1 second.
Well, what's worse? What's worse, that or like a sticker, or like a Grateful Dead fish, like a bumper sticker that pretty much you're telling everyone there's a pretty good chance there's some drugs in
this
car. It's
like a face tattoo for your car. You know, I don't understand. That's, you're just defining yourself with one stupid thing that you may like a little bit. Or a lot, I don't know. It
Scott,
just, it baffles
Scott,
me.
Scott, is there any bumper sticker you would have on your car?
No, I can't.
Right, goodbye, we're not talking.
What I got a question. Have you seen, you know how some doctors, maybe some need it, some don't, have an MD on their license plate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does that, I guess that gives them special privileges to park in front of a fire hydrant or whatever. Have you ever seen the DDS?
Like a DDS on a plate, and
I've seen that before, and I can't imagine what you might have to go through to obtain that. I mean, that's a dentist, right?
Yeah. You would just have to hope.
Why would you want that?
You have to hope you're running into a cop with a toothache. It's pretty much the only way that could come in handy.
Yeah,
I saw a personalized plate today that left me a little perplexed. Ears.
Just ears.
Yeah. What is that, an ear doctor? It was a Mercedes-Benz car. So I thought maybe it's an ear doctor. That was the best guess. Ears.
They usually pair the ears with a nose and a throat. So.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, ears.
Ears, yeah.
Maybe it was like a
music mogul?
Sort of, something like that.
Yeah. Once when I was in Los Angeles, there's this place called the Oakwood, which is extended apartments. Extended living apartments, and basically the people who live there are families who are there for pilot season when they have a child actor as a son. So the whole family moves there for 2 months. Or guys who've gotten thrown out in Los Angeles by their wives, and it's the most depressing place in America because it's got all these people with just their hopes and dreams riding on their kid, their 8-year-old getting a part on a sitcom during pilot season. It's brutal being there. And I saw the license plate, Dr. Music, there in one of the spots that only someone who has an apartment there would get. And it was like, oh my God, if Dr. Music is at the Oakwood.
My ex-brother-in-law was so proud of his No Luck is what he had on. Yeah.
And I was going to say bad idea is seven letters.
No luck. Work. And, of course, my sister was the one who had no luck, with this idiot.
And that's like the ultimate thing. He'd just be like, she'll be like, I can't take it anymore. And he's like, yeah, see, no luck. I got no luck.
You know when I knew this guy was an idiot?
When?
He stuck a beer bottle in his front pocket of his pants. Yeah, and he was walking around with the beer bottle in his pocket.
Just for later?
Like that's the way he
that's
he carried his beer. Yeah.
What, situated how?
He put him in his back pocket, his front pocket. He liked to put his beer in his pockets of his pants. Yeah, dumb, right?
Where to keep his smokes?
Well, no, he didn't smoke. I mean, that was one positive.
Is there a photo of Dr. Music somewhere?
I'm sure there is somewhere. I don't have the heart to look for it. Half Hour Power, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Sam in Juneau, Alaska.
Sam in Juneau, Alaska. You're here with AP Mike, Jason Gore, the Dudio, Pat Byrne, and artist Scott Teplin.
Excellent, excellent. I had a story about Question Mark and the Mysterians. You know that band from the 60s?
I do.
Yeah. They sang 96 Tears. That was their big hit.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So my folks manage a marina near Saginaw, Michigan. And every year they throw a big pig roast. And 2 years ago, their big hit was the Mysterians. minus question mark. Apparently, he's had a long descent in Saginaw, Michigan. But just the remaining Mysterians came and played this Marina pig roast.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard. The Mysterians, without question mark, playing at a pig roast.
It was sad, and this is not a top of the line yachting club. Yeah. This is fishermen and weekend warriors.
Yeah, the true question mark is this the most depressing thing any of us have ever heard? That's the only question mark, and I can give you an answer to that question mark. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they started out. They played two sets.
Did they play 96 tears?
They sure did. They opened the first set in that unmistakable organ line.
Did they tease it? Did they tease it and be like, "Not now"?
They did. They sure did, and the organ player, he was one of the only original Mysterians actually left in the band. It was a kind of a Lynyrd Skynyrd scenario.
Not quite, though. It wasn't a plane crash involved.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Slow crash
of sorts. But,
yeah. Yeah. Just the crash that the time sends your way.
Right. Right, yeah.
The crash that gets all of us.
The slow motion crash,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay, goodbye. We're just going to walk us blow by blow through this two sets of this Mysterians
set.
Concert.
Yeah, Saginaw, without, Michigan.
Yeah, without question mark. Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hi, Tom.
You're here with AP Mike, Jason Mike, Gore,
yes.
The Dudio.
Dudio.
Pat
Hello.
Byrne.
Hi.
Oh, goodbye. I don't like that. I don't like that. You show as much enthusiasm for Pat as you show for AP Mike. That's sick.
That was a half-assed high, too.
He's like, hi. Right. Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing good. You're here with AP Mike, Jason Mike. Gore, the Dudio, Pat Byrne, and artist Scott Teplin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay. Yeah, we're doing great.
Well, what's going on? What's going on?
You know the mandolin player, Chris Steele?
What?
The mandolin player from Nickel Creek. I was wondering if you knew of this guy, Chris Steele.
Mandolin, but what do you...
I know of him, but in what context?
Well, I was going to ask if you had, and apparently you haven't, if you happened to hear when he replaced Garrison Keillor for a couple of weeks on Prairie Home Companion.
Really?
I thought you guys might have some thoughts on that, but I guess not.
Missed that.
Yeah. Are you a big Prairie Home Companion fan?
I'm not a big fan, but, you know, if I'm home on Saturday afternoon, I'll put it on, and yeah.
You know what I'd rather hear than Prairie Home Companion on a Saturday?
Capital
What's
Steps.
That?
The Capital Steps is one thing.
I'd
rather
no
hear the sound of my dishwasher breaking and being like, well, I guess I got to buy a new dishwasher now. I'd rather hear that. Why is the dishwasher making that sound?
As it floods.
I mean, a lot of it is music that you could appreciate. Music, right?
Yeah, what? If some singing group. Like, what she talk about on the show, Gare, right? What singing groups? It's always the Blank Sisters and the country blank and the, right?
Bluegrass, yeah.
Like Skinnin' Willie and the, right?
He had a jug band on. They did recently have a jug band.
Jug band. There's no, the last valid jug band player was that dude in 13th Floor Elevators. Last jug band player I want to hear was that guy. Since then, no more jug band.
Jerry started off in a jug band.
Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
Well, what was the name of his jug band?
I can't remember. Something in Cannon Stompers? Or I don't know. No, that's a legitimate jug band. I can't remember.
You fan of jug band music, caller?
I can't say that I am. I was
Jug band music. Anyone a fan? Is anyone in this room a fan of jug band music? No judgment. No judgment now.
Showbiz Pizza Place Bears.
That's fair. There is a jug band player in there that he or she keeps the jug band alive past the 13th floor elevators, guys. So that is the last jug band player I'm interested in.
I think there's also one in the Country Bear Jamboree at Walt Disney World.
I think they may be related.
I think they are cousins.
I'm going to say that the Chuck E. Cheese jug band bear came after the Jamboree, the Country Bears. I don't think Disney's ripping off Chuck E. It feels like Chuck E. Cheese would be the ones who are just like, we can get our own bears in here. Just make them wear different hats. Half hour of power, you're on the air. Hello? No? How much more time on the half hour of power? Where are we?
This is probably the last call.
This might be the last call, the half hour of power. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Hi, guys.
You're here with AP Mike, Jason, the Dudio, Pat Byrne, and artist Scott Teplin.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Mike. Hi, Dudio.
Hey there.
This is Evan from Vancouver. I'm just wondering,
didn't say hi to Pat. Very interesting. Very interesting you didn't say hi to Pat.
Hey, Pat. Hello.
Hi.
So what do you got?
Pat. Just wondering if we look back fondly on the podcast Rolling with Dice and Wheels.
Is it done?
I think maybe, hopefully. But it's a polarizing podcast that is both hilarious and very, very sad.
Well, first of all, why is it sad to you?
It kind of has a sexual criminal vibe to it, mostly from the profanity and threats.
That's a fair point. It's got an edge to it that is offensive.
It's very offensive. It's like audio gummo.
Audio gummo? I think that's not entirely accurate. Andrew Dice Clay is an entertainer who knows what he's doing. He's just but he knows he's being offensive.
It's kind of a behind the scenes, though, so it kind of has a I'll do whatever I want. I live way outside of Hollywood, I used to be popular.
Is anything really behind the scenes, though? Think about it seriously. Do you think anything is truly behind the scenes when you turn a microphone on?
That's true. I guess it's kind of like, hey, Tom Green, let's have drinks in my yard. I'm going to verbally abuse my wife in front of you kind of thing going on.
It's a put. Everything's a put on.
Is his wife part of the podcast?
Sometimes.
Well, and how does she speak?
She brings drinks ASAP.
I wonder how she speaks. Can you do a little bit of her voice?
She doesn't speak the way that he does in his comma in his act.
Come on, Tom, I was trying to get you.
I know you
there.
Are, but I'm trying to accurately represent Rolling with Dice and Wheels, Mike.
Oh, okay. You're a professional, I guess. Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to hear
you do the voice.
He doesn't do the. I just wanted to go to the Christmas tree. He doesn't do that. Uh-huh. She doesn't do that. But he's more abusive to his friend Eleanor on that than anyone. And to Wheels. Wheels Parisi.
Would you say Wheels is the AP mic of the situation?
No. Because, hey.
Hey, sorry.
No, AP mic. Your Wheels is a dimwit.
Okay.
You have something to offer. You have a lot to offer. Wheels is like a failed stand-up who Dice has under his wing because he can push him around and give him an opening spot. That's not you. You got your own. You got your own course in life.
Yeah.
That it?
Hey. Thanks, fellas.
Has it been a half hour?
Yeah, we're over the mark.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you, everybody, for coming on the Half Hour of Power. People, Scott Teplin, where can people check your stuff out?
Teplin.com, T-E-P-L-I-N.com.
And it's really amazing art, and you did a poster for the Sharpling and Worcester box set that is astoundingly great, so thank you for that. Jason Gore, anything to plug?
Yeah, we're doing Dead Dad's Club in Los Angeles next Friday, next Thursday, the 26th at 9:30 at UCB Franklin.
Los Angeles, this upcoming Thursday.
Thursday.
March 26th.
Yeah.
UCB Theater on Franklin. Pat Byrne, anything to plug?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night is my final marathon show on WFMU for Prove It All Night with co-host Nate the K. And I'll be giving away a signed copy of the Rock, Rotten Rule LP from you.
That is true.
You and John signed that at the Bell House. We'll be giving that away. And Joe Jack Talcum will be writing custom songs for $100.
From the Dead Milkmen.
That's him.
Unbelievable. AP Mike, anything to plug?
Yes, Sunday is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Bayonne. Probably the busiest day at Masses. I'll be there, and it'll be chaotic and probably fun.
All right. So,
yeah.
Everybody, thanks so much for being on the Half Hour of Power. We will be back in a couple weeks. We'll try to do this every other week. And have fun. Keep listening. Best show, thebestshow.net. Download those episodes.
Bye.